当以色列百姓攻占耶利哥之后，再来的城市就是爱城。
After the Israelites conquered the city of Jericho, the next city that they met was the city of Ai.
那爱的意思就是 ruin 或是 heap， 就是一点点啊 ，ruin 就是缺陷啊，废墟啊，一点点不好的地方。
And so the meaning of the word Ai means a ruin or a heap.
所以这个城市啊，也可以说是啊 ，Jewish people 以色列百姓的一个 a little ruin， 啊，我啊，就是他们在战事上面的啊一个过失啊。
And we can also say that the Battle of Ai was a little ruin in the history of the Israelites.
那它也是耶稣亚生命当中的一个 little ruin， 或是 little foolish 啊，也是耶稣亚生命当中的。啊，一点点小小的 ruin 这样子。
And I was also a little ruin or a little bit of foolishness in Joshua's life.
我们来看《传道书》十章的第一节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书十章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1.
啊，十章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1.
Please read.
Chapter 10 verse 1. Dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment.And cause it to give off a foul odor, and so does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor.
那个耶稣亚在攻陷耶利哥之后
，After Joshua defeated Jericho.
六章的二十七节说呢，神跟他同在，他的名声呢传遍了地，啊，传扬遍地。
Joshua chapter 6 verse 27 said that the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout all.
啊，所以他大有名声。
So Joshua became very famous.
但是，传道书的十章第一节这样讲。
However, in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1, it tells
us. 一点愚昧呢，能够败坏智慧跟他的尊荣。
That a little folly can corrupt one a person who is respected for wisdom and honor.
啊，所以他本来是一个大家尊敬的人。
So originally Joshua was someone respected by all.
啊，但是因为这个事件呢，他就失去了啊，败坏了他的这个尊荣啊。也败坏了他的智慧。
But because of this failure at Ai, he corrupted his honor and wisdom.
啊，所以这个事件呢，是他生命当中的一点愚昧了。
And so this incident at Ai was the little folly in Joshua's life.
那我们如果查这个字愚昧，它有三个重点。
If we look up the word folly or foolishness, there are three meanings.
啊，我们就来谈这三个重点。
And so we'll talk about these three points.
那第一点呢，愚昧的人他会倾败道路。Next slide, please.
So the first point is that a foolish man perverts his way.
那第二点呢，这个愚昧的人呢，啊，会死，就是好像是死苍蝇啊，笨笨的，那这个就死在一个香膏里面呢，或者整团都花臭起来，所以一点愚昧好像一只死苍蝇在香膏里面一样。
And a little foolishness is also like dead flies that fall into the perfume and cause the whole thing to.
那圣经讲说，愚昧的心居左，愚昧的人想法有时候跟神的想法是不一样的。
And also, a foolish man's thinking is often contrary to God's thinking.
啊，我们就用这个样的这三点，我们来谈爱城的战争。
And so, using these three points, we will talk about the battle of Ai.
我们来看啊，箴言啊，箴言的十九章第三节。
Let's turn to Book of Proverbs.
箴言十九章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 3.
箴言十九章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 3.
这边说人的愚昧啊，败坏他的道路。
Verse 3. The foolishness of a man twists his way.
他的心也抱怨神。
And his heart frets against the Lord.
我们看到啊，耶稣亚在各样战争当中呢，都在等候神的声音。
We see that in all of his battles, Joshua always waited for the voice.
但唯有在爱这个事情上面呢，他派了探子去探完之后呢，啊，探子说：“哎呀，那个是一点点小小的地方啦。”
But this time at Ai, Joshua sent out spies, and the spies reported that the city of Ai was very small.
哎呀，大家都累了啦，不要大家都出去了，两三十个人出去哦，足足有余可以把他们打败。
And that since everyone is weary from fighting at the Battle of Jericho, just send 2,000 or 3,000 men, and we will win it.
啊，没有等神的声音，他们就这样去做了。
They did not wait for the voice of the Lord, and they went out.
啊，所以呢，啊，他们就好像一点愚昧了，就 败坏了他们的道路。
And so because of this little foolishness, they corrupted their way.
那后来耶稣也抱怨了，他的心也抱怨神了。
And after this, Joshua's heart also complained against God.
好，我们来看这个经文哈。
So let's look at the passage.
我们看耶稣雅记七章的第二节。
Joshua chapter 7 verse 2.
啊，第二节基本上他们派探子去探那个地方。
In verse 2, Joshua sent spies to scout the land.
那第三节。
Verse 3.
他们回到耶稣雅那里，对他说：“众人不必都上去，只要两三千人就能够攻取爱城，不必劳累众民，因为那里的人少。”
And they returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few."
我请问大家一个问题。
So ask you a question.
以后他们把爱城的人都杀了，总共杀了多少人？
How many people did they
kill eventually?
How many people did they kill eventually at Ai?
How many? 读过的请举手。
If you read the chapter, please raise your hand.
多少？
How many did they kill?
1,200, right?
So there were 1,200 men at Ai.
那 assuming four people in a half family, 所以他们有几个男人呢？
And if you assume,
几个男人？
If you assume that each family was a family of four, how many?
A couple and two kids.
If each family was a couple and two children, how many men were there in Ai?
You divide it by what?Divided by four is about 3,000, right? 是不是？所以他们算得很准哦，两三千个人去就可以了。
And so if you divide 12,000 by four, you get 3,000. So the spies gave a very accurate report. You only need 3,000.
结果他们去打败仗死了多少人
？However, when the Israelites went to fight, how many people did they lose?
Anybody know? 36, right? Is it a lot?
Is that a lot?
A little ruin, right? 一点点 ruin. 啊，这也是一个这个耶稣亚的一点点，我们说是他的一点愚昧，那这点愚昧啊，足让这个百姓啊心都融化了。
So, because of this little foolishness, God caused the hearts of the Israelites to be melted.
我们来看第五节。
Verse 5.
爱城的人击杀了他们36人，从这门城门追赶他们，直到示巴连在下坡杀败他们，众民的心都消化如水。哎呀，从来没有打过败仗嘞。
And so the people's hearts melted because they had never lost a battle before.
也怎么打败仗了呢？
How could they have lost this
battle? 那我们刚刚说，不但那道路倾败，有时候人也会抱怨。哎呀，你怎么让我道路倾败？所以我们刚读的是说，他的心也会抱怨神哦。
Earlier we read in Proverbs that not only will the foolishness of the man twist his way, but he will also fret and complain.
你看第七节哦，那个耶稣也开始好像有一点点抱怨哦。
So in Joshua chapter 7 verse 7, Joshua started to complain to God.
我们看来读第七节，请你读。
Verse 7, and Joshua said, "Alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Oh, that we had been content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan."
你读这个话，会不会觉得好像跟以色列百姓在埃及在红海前面讲的话是一样的呢？
If you compare what Joshua said here to what the Israelites said when they left Egypt, isn't it very similar?
他们到埃及红海前面说，哎呀，你看我们把我们带到这里，让我们死在这里呢？我们难道在埃及没有坟墓吗？为什么我们一定要站在这里到这里来呢？
After the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, they complained to God, "Why have you brought us across the sea? We had better lives in Egypt."
我们伤心的时候哈，有时候有点 grumbling 哈，在神面前，神会怜悯我们呐。
When we are very sorrowful, we might grumble against God, but God is merciful.
那不要在人面前 grumble 哈。
We should not grumble in the presence of men.
神是慈爱的哦。
We know God is merciful.
那你在人面前有时候影响别人的心呐哈。
So if you complain in the presence of men, you might influence them.
所以我们学到什么
？So what did we learn from here?
刚刚我们唱的诗哈，就是一点愚昧，一点点错误可以 lead our soul away, right? Will lead our soul astray, right? 一点点的错误呢，一点点小小的错误呢，有时候我们整个生命都变掉了。
We sang earlier in the hymn that little errors can lead our lives astray.
如果耶利哥是一个很深很罪，因为它很低嘛，很深很低很大的罪，很大的罪恶需要攻取。
Jericho represented the very great and deep sins that we have to overcome.
啊，那么爱呢，就是一个小小的罪，小小的 ruin in our life.
And so, 爱 represents the little sins, the little ruins in our lives.
那我们如果很 foolish， 有一点 little foolish， 我们就觉得，哎呀，这个没有什么了哦。
If we are a little foolish, then we will think this is nothing.
哎呀，靠我自己的能力就可以把它消灭掉了啦。
I can extinguish it by my own power.
我不用全力以赴啦。
I don't need to spend all my.
啊，但常常人都失败在这个罪。我们以为不重要的小罪上面。
However, most failures come when we are when we encounter these small sins.
而是我们常常说大罪不犯，小罪不断。
And so there's a saying that goes, we don't commit the great sins, but we constantly commit small sins.
是不是这样
？Isn't that true?
啊，但是你小罪一直犯，一直犯，你看那个滴水可以穿石头哦。
If you continue to commit small sins, it is like how you can break a rock using just drops of water.
哎，真的慢慢的哈。
Very, very slowly.
你没有听过一句成语叫“蚕食鲸吞”吗？的“蚕食鲸吞”听得懂吗？蚕啊，蚕那个 silkworm， right？little bit， little bit， little bit， little bit， little bit， right？ 那到最后好像鲸鱼，好像一个 big whale， 吞掉一大堆东西。哦，蚕食鲸吞。有时候我们那个小罪，就是一直把我们灵性一直吞，一直吞，一直吞，吞到最后呢，我们的灵命都没有了。哦。
So there is a Chinese saying that says that when a silkworm eats, at the end it will be like a whale has swallowed a great number of things. So if we continue to let our small sins grow, then eventually they will swallow our soul.
有的，真的有的时候我们觉得，哎呀，反正大学时代嘛。交交男女朋友没有关系嘛，对不对
？Sometimes we might think to ourselves, "Oh, I'm just in college, so it's okay if I, you know, date a little bit." Have
我们不是鼓励大家不要交朋友啦，大家要交朋友。
I'm not saying that we should make friends. It's very important to make friends.
但是呢，我们是鼓励大家哦，这个你认识更多的人，不要这么快的就 give into relationship 啦。
But what we encourage is that. When you make many friends, try not to fall into a relationship so quickly.
因为呢，你在大学时代还不能结婚呢。
Because when you are in college, you cannot get married yet.
因为你结婚了，你可能没有办法完成学业。
Because if you got married, you might not be able to finish your education.
可是有时候觉得，哎呀，反正我想试试看呐，那跟朋友在一起，也是那开始随便起来了。
But sometimes when we think, I just want to try it, then we might get a little careless.
那。其实你每次来到教会都觉得很罪恶感，但是你又觉得真的没有犯什么大罪。
But if you do that, then you every time you come to church, you will feel guilty. But at the same time, you might say to yourself, "I didn't commit a great sin."
你觉得摸一摸，亲密一点，好像没有什么啊。
You might feel that just holding hands or being a little bit intimate is nothing wrong.
反正我也不一定要跟他结婚了，我又没有真的犯死罪啊。但是这种小罪啊，对我们心灵伤害也是蛮大的。
But actually, these small sins that we commit cause great harm to our spirit.
我常常勉励啊，我们在婚前如果圣洁哈，我们以后婚后呢，能够有同样的经验来处理自己的这个 dignity。如果你不要以为婚前乱来，婚后你就会很好，不一定是这样，因为你的个性有时候一直随着你下去的。如果你没有真的下决心把它拿掉的话。
And so we encourage everyone to do our best to keep ourselves pure before marriage, so that after marriage we will have the experience to help each other keep our dignity.
那圣经上讲我们要 catch up 那个 little fox 哈。
The Bible tells us we need to catch the little foxes.
因为这些小罪真的把我们生命当中那个属灵的东西统统吃掉了。
Because the small sins will be like the little foxes that eat everything in the garden of our hearts.
所以不要太自信啊。Don't self-confident.
Don't be self-confident.
你玩一玩没有关系。
To think that just playing around is okay.
有时候你觉得玩一玩，到最后你被这罪玩走了，到最后有一段，如果被罪玩完了，你真的来到教会，你都觉得，哎呀，我真的完了哈。
Because if you fool around a little bit, then sin might actually make a fool of you, and when you come to church, you are doomed.
但我们还是鼓励大家一定要回到教会里面来。
But of course, we still encourage everyone to return to the church.
You will never know how merciful is God, right? 但是呢，我们为什么要试探神呢？
We don't know how merciful God will be to us, but why should we tempt God?
所以我们呢，不要有那种 little foolishness 的一种想法。我可以玩一玩。
So we should not have these little foolish thoughts that we can fool around a little bit.
其实啊，这个婚姻的关系啊，如果你在主里面是好的，是福气，是美丽的。
Because if you marry in the Lord, it is good and full of blessings.
但是如果你没有在范围之内呢，享受这个爱情啊，其实那本身是苦的，是苦涩的哦。
But if you do not enjoy intimate relationships within the boundaries of the Bible, then that actually becomes a great bitterness.
我们来看《传道书》第二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
第二章的第三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse
3. 我觉得所罗门王他很聪明，他也觉得一点点 little foolish， 他自己可以控制。
Solomon thought he was very wise, that he can control the little foolish things that he tries.
所以他用他的富偶呢来control他的，他让他啊，你来读第三节，二章第三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 3. I searched in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine, while guiding my heart with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was good for the sons of men to do.
要 lay hold on folly， 止住愚昧，但是用智慧的心引导。
And so Solomon wanted to lay hold on folly, but while guiding his heart with wisdom.
我常常这样解释，就是他抽烟不会过三支哈，跳舞不会过两支，这个喝酒不会过几瓶，反正什么都要试一下。但是呢，因为这样子啊，到最后就被罪恶牵走了。
And so my interpretation of this is that he would, if he wanted to smoke, he'd only smoke 3 cigarettes. If he wanted to dance, only dance with 2 partners. If he wanted to drink, only a few drinks. But to try everything. But if he tries everything, eventually he will be carried away by.
你们知道有一个人叫 Steve 什么东西的？他很会玩 crocodile. Do you know his name? Steve what?
The crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin.
Irwin, right? Steve Irwin. How did he die?
他怎么死的？
哎，他跟 stingray 一起游泳，对不对？
Swimming with the stingrays.
结果被 stingray 那个尾巴刺到心脏了。
And then he was stung in the heart by the stingray.
他玩 crocodile 都没事啊。
When he was wrangling with the crocodiles, he didn't have any problems.
他玩毒蛇都没事啊。
When he wrangled with the cobras, it was all fine.
哎，可是这个 stingray 算什么？没有人玩 stingray 玩到死的嘛，是吗？
But for him, he thought the stingrays are nothing, and he never heard of anyone who died from.
其实常常这个游泳溺死人的，常常是很会游泳的人。
But actually, the things that can kill a person are usually found in the water.
我在夏威夷啊，曾经去抓过青蛙。
When I was in Hawaii, I went to catch frogs once.
Actually, it's in Kauai.
In Kauai.
In Kauai, they have taro field. 有那个芋头田呢。
Hawaii, they have taro fields.
我们有个 Chinese brother, he's a chef, right? 那晚上呢，我们就一起去捉青蛙。
And we have a Chinese brother there who's a chef, and so at night we would go out to catch frogs.
他有一个枪，下面是三个叉，然后我们就带个手电筒，拿一个枪这样子。
And so he had a trident, and we would go out with a flashlight and a trident.
他很厉害。
He was very good.
他手电筒一照。
When he shines his flashlight,
那个青蛙的眼睛那就看得见了。
He can see the eyes of the frog.
那青蛙看到这个手电筒，它就不动了。
When the frog see the flashlight, they will freeze.
然后它就。
And then he will stab the frog.
Very long stick, right?
Very
然后就放到那个 box 里面去了。
Put it into his carrying bag.
你知道我们 spear 的青蛙都在哪里找到的吗
？Do you know where we found all the frogs to spear?
It's always on the border of the taro field. It's always on the side of the road border.The side of the road, 都是在路的那个芋头田的旁，那个最外面那个地方，是不是？我们有时候，我们的神的诫命有一条线。
For us, there is a line that is the border of the words of God.
有时候我们很好奇啊，想要越线去看一看，玩一玩。
Sometimes we are very curious and we want to draw near to that line or cross the line.
其实你在那个 taro field 的中间，没有人抓得到你的。
If the frogs were in the middle of the taro field, we wouldn't be able to catch them.
所以今天呢，我们不要以为自己在 border 旁边没有关系。
And so today, if we think we are at the border, we should not think that we are still safe.
你会被我抓去吃哦。
You might be caught by me to eat.
Yeah, it's very delicious.
青蛙是很好吃的。
Did you guys eat it? Okay, sorry, I ate it. 那一点愚昧啊，啊，身上讲那个，我们刚读那一节说，好像死苍蝇啊，啊，在香膏里面，这像一点愚昧一样。
So the second point, we read earlier that a little foolishness is like a dead fly in the perfume.
我们再读一下。
Let's read it again.
传道书十章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1.
传道书十章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1.
使苍蝇使做香的油膏发出臭气。
Dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment.
这样一点愚昧呢，能够败坏智慧跟尊荣。
So does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor.
以色列百姓当中出了一只死苍蝇啊，这个就是出了一只苍蝇啊，贪吃的、贪爱的亚干呢。
In the congregation of the Israelites, there was a fly, which was the greedy Achan.
我们来看一下耶稣雅记七章的二十一节。
Joshua chapter 7 verse 21.
耶稣雅记七章二十一节。
Joshua chapter 7 verse 21.
这边呢、亚干承认自己犯罪了，因为神特别吩咐，这个城里面的东西呢不可以拿。
In this verse, Achan confessed his sin because God had commanded the Israelites that they could not take any of
the spoils from Jericho. 这个耶利哥里面的城，耶利哥的东西不能拿了。
None of the spoils from Jericho could be taken.
那其实啊，爱城的失败跟这个有绝对的关系。
Actually, the defeat at Ai was directly related to Achan's sin.
我们来看第七章第一节先，好不好？
Let's first look at chapter 7, verse 1.
请你读。
Verse 1, but the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed things. So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel.
你看到整个营里面、哦、大家都充满了神的荣耀，神的香气。
In the whole congregation, they were full of the glory and power of God.
但是这个死苍蝇呢，让大家都失败了。
Oh, they were full of the aroma of God's glory, but there was one dead fly among them.
他很贪心呐、
啊。He was very greedy.
7:21.
Chapter 7, verse 21.
他自己这样讲。
This is his confession.
在我所夺的财物中，看见一件美好的是麻衣服，200 shekels银子，一条金子重50 shekels，我就贪爱这些物件，是便拿去了，现在藏在我的帐篷内的地里，银子在衣服底下。请读。
When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them, and there they are hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent with the silver under it.
哎，请问你们怎么捉苍蝇呢？
I asked, how do you catch a fly?
How do you, have you ever catch a fly?
Have you ever caught a fly?
If you go to the park, right? You bring a Coca-Cola.Bottle, and you drink all the Coca-Cola. Leave a little bit Coca-Cola inside the bottle.
如果你去公园，你带一罐那个可乐跟你去，然后你先把大部分都喝完，然后留一点点在里面。
那你就发现了，等一下呢，一大堆苍蝇就跑到 Coca-Cola 里面，
鼻
子里面去了。
You realize that a swarm of flies will fly into the Coca-Cola bottle.
很甜的，它一下就进去了。
It's very sweet, so they will want to fly in there.
你知道夏威夷人他们哎 ，Andrew， how do Hawaiian people catch fly？
Andrew 在夏威夷他们怎么抓苍蝇的
？They don't catch fly. Oh, they do in Maui. I went to Maui. I noticed that. They have a kind of paper. They all printed. The paper is a sticky paper, but they all printed a flies on that paper.
所以在夏威夷他们有一张黏黏的纸，然后上面都是画苍蝇。
Then the fly saw, "Hey, my friend is over there." 那个苍蝇就跟他，哎，很多苍蝇都在吃那个东西呀、啊，我也来吃吃看。
So the flies, when they see, they'll think, "Oh, there's a bunch of other flies eating stuff on the paper, so I want to go check it out."
那结果一年就黏住了。
And then when they fly, then they get stuck.
苍蝇很贪吃的啦。
So flies are very greedy.
那你知道，所有犯罪大概都是经过这四个 verb 啊、哦。
And so when a person commits sin, they usually do these four actions.
Can we put this in the test also?
你放在考试上。
看、贪、拿、藏。
They see it, they covet it, they take it, and they hide it.
They see it, they have greedy heart for it. 看、贪、they took it and they hide it. So four verb: see, greedy, take, hide.
所以就这些四个动词，你要记住。
夏娃怎么犯罪的
？How did Eve sin?
You see it?
她看到
好做食物嘛，对不对？ She saw it.
She saw it and it was good for food.
啊，她很贪心的。I just want to be like God. 想跟神一样。
She had a greedy heart that she wanted to be like God.
哦，那她就拿。
And so she took it and ate it.
她就 naked and hide.
发现他赤身肉体就躲起来
了、哦、所以都是一样的
so every, it's all the same、
啊、看贪拿藏
so see it was greedy for it took it and hide
你们也我们也是一样的
we are the same
看到一个喜欢的比如说影片
now if we see a movie that we like
不行不可以看的
one that we shouldn't be watching
那你很喜欢啊
but you really want to watch it
你看了你就贪恋那个东西
so when you see it you will have desire for
it 你拿了就把它藏起来不可以给主耶稣看到不可以给人看到
and then you take it and hide it so that Jesus and others don't see it
如果你们交男女朋友也是一样啊
and if you get a girlfriend or boyfriend it's the same
看到这个好 handsome right
you see a man who's very handsome
哇或者是 boy 看到一个哇这个是天女下凡Angels coming down to the.
Or you see a girl and it's like, wow, she's an angel.
You fall in love. Yesterday, your interpretation. 你就贪心啦。
So you fall in love with that person and you want that person.
And you take her or take him.
啊，你就
拿。
So you take that person.
And then hide it.
And you.
No. Parents cannot know it, right?Parents cannot know. Pastor cannot know. Facebook cannot post.
不能给父母亲传道或 Facebook 上的人知道。
Four verbs, same thing.
所以这些四个动词是都是一样的。
看贪拿藏。
So you see it, you're greedy for it, you take it and you hide it.
你藏得很好。
You try to hide it very well.
This is a little foolish.
可是那个是一个小的愚昧。
你会败坏你整个家，败坏你整个心灵，败坏有时候败坏整个教会。
If you do this, you will corrupt your family, your spirituality, even the whole church.
所以我们来到这边就是要 confess 啦。
And so when we commit a sin, we must confess it.
所以神要给亚干一个机会，让他能够 confess。
And so God gave Achan a chance to confess.
你看啊、哦，你看神这个机会啊、哦，给他 confess 的机会，这个 process take a long time 呢。
If you look at how God gave Achan time to confess,
你如果从十四节、七节、十四、七章的十节一直读，那个读到十九节才找到他呢。
If you read from chapter 7, verse 14 all the way to 19, it took 5 verses for them to find him.
那个是一个 tribe, 一个 tribe 一直抽签 ，tribe 抽到一个 family， 这个不晓得 how many times it has passed, right? 一定用了很多的时间 ，right?
So what they did was they had to keep casting lots, and they would pick a tribe and a family, and we don't know how long this process took.
为什么要那么慢呢？
Why was it so slow?
神的审判，神在伊甸园哦，要审判亚当，他是用走的，不是用飞的哦。
When God was coming to judge Adam and Eve, He walked among them. He didn't.
他走在伊甸里面，可是神要原谅那个以赛亚。以赛亚说：“哎呀，我是嘴唇不洁之人啊，住在嘴唇不洁之民当中。”那个天使马上飞过来原谅他啊 ，clean 他的 lips， 马上飞过来哦。
But we see that in Isaiah when Isaiah saw the glory of God and he confessed that he was a man with unclean lips living in a congregation of unclean lips. So the angel flew to him and cleansed his lips.
So judgment is slow.Forgiveness so fast, right? 我们真的要，我们真的要不要害怕在神面前认罪？
所以审判是很慢的，怜悯是很快的。So when we are in front of God, we should not be afraid.
Very good. 不要藏了，不要藏。
Should not hide our sins.
隐藏自己罪过的绝对不会亨通。
If a person tries to hide their sins, they will not pass the judgment.
承认自己罪过的会蒙怜悯。
But those who confess their sins shall receive mercy.
但是我们的 nature 是很喜欢藏的啦。
But our nature is we like to hide our sins.
我看那个 videotape 啊。
I saw a videotape.
一个小朋友呢，爸爸说这个饼干不可以吃哦。
There was a little kid and his father said, "Don't eat this cookie."
那爸爸去上班呢。
And the father went to work.
然后他就拿那个饼干。
And so, and then the kid took the cookie.
比如说是桌子哈，他就躲在桌子下面。
He hid under the table.
妈妈用 camcorder 跟他照，对不对？
And his mother was filming him with the camera.
妈妈，
嘘。And then, but then he looked at the camera and said,
"I'm going to enjoy this over here." 嘘。
我要在这里享受我的饼干。
好 cute， 对不对
？It was very cute。
可这么小，他就懂得怎么藏起来哎。
But he was such a young child, and he already knew how to hide.
这是人的天性啊。
So this is human nature.
但是在神面前，什么都没有办法藏，因为我们在神面前是赤露敞开的。
But in front of God, we cannot hide anything because we are transparent before Him.
因为神有一个眼睛是很大很大，充满天地的。
Because the eyes of God are very great, and they fill the heavens and the earth.
那如果罪在我们的生命里面哦，我们自己会不平安的。
We have sin in our lives, we will not have peace.
那如果说我们真的承认了，你会知道，如果你体会到主耶稣呢，那个真的是 lift up your burden, you can sense 哦，他原谅你了，你那个 burden 被 lift up 掉了，哇，真的是，啊，从此也没有什么，就没有什么 burden 了啦。
But if you confess your sins to God, then you will truly experience your burdens being lifted up.
我们觉得现在我们自己都可以跟神祷告，跟神讲，不也哦，就是。就是不要藏了。
So when we pray, we can tell God anything. We do not need to hide anything.
那如果等到神的审判真的到的时候呢？
But if we wait until the judgment of God comes,
这个来不及了。
Then it is too late.
我们看七章的24节到26节。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 7, verse 22 to 26.
24节到26节。
Joshua chapter
7, 24.
From verse 24 to 26.
7:24-26.
Joshua chapter 7, verse 20.
亚干以色列众人把谢勒的曾孙亚干和那银子、那件衣服、那条金子，并亚干儿女、牛羊、帐篷其他所有的，都带到雅各谷去。25节。
25.
耶稣要说：“你为什么连累我们呢？”请你读25节。
Verse 25. And Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day." So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones.
继续读。
Verse 26, then they raised over him a great heap of stones, still there to this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore, the name of that place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day.
Can I give a test? What's the meaning of Achor?
考试。
What's the, 那个 counsel, please. What's the meaning of Jericho? Okay. What's the meaning of Giga, Gioga? What is the meaning of Yaga, Achor?Trouble， 中文叫连累啊，连累。How do you say 连累 in English？ Trouble others， right？ All the family got stoned to death。
全家都被石头打死了。
真可怜啊哦。
It's very pitiful。
你知道吗？我们如果有时候教会没有发展是什么原因呢
？Sometimes we wonder why the church does not prosper。
因为我们有罪没有处理。
Might be because we have sin within us that we.
为什么家里突然之间没有福气呢
？Why is it that our family suddenly loses their blessing？
有罪没有处理。
Because there is sin still within us.
有个弟兄他做一个梦。
There is a brother who had a dream.
他们家啊，他说以前他们家那个，他的梦中里面呢，他们家好像有一个那个输送带啊，你看那个工厂有那个输送带那个 bill，supplying bill， 来。那个工啊，那个东西，他们家重要的东西，那个神就用输送带一直送来，一直送来，一直送来，这样子。
In his dream, he saw his house, and there was a long supply belt that went into his house, and God was sending them things on the supply belt.
突然断掉了。
But suddenly it broke.
家里再没有恩典呐。
And there is no more blessing.
吓醒了。
And he was so terrified.
所以他打电话给太太啊。
So he called his wife.
太太，我们家怎么了？
He said, "Wife, what happened to our family?"
为什么现在没有恩典了呢？
Why don't we have blessings?
为什么神把恩典的带子弄断了呢？
Why has God stopped his supply belt of blessings?
我们要想一想啊。
We need to think about it.
我们不要以为在神面前是可以隐藏的。
We should not think that we can hide anything in front of God.
有时候真的神会提醒我们哦。
A lot of times God will send us warnings and reminders.
不只是提醒你，也会提醒我。
Not only remind you, but also remind me.
我讲自己的。比较容易讲嘛，对不对？
So, I give my personal example.
神也在提醒我啊。
God is reminding me.
有一次我在这边证道。
Once I was standing here, giving a sermon.
那我们这个教会有个姐妹啊，她曾经护过鬼。
And there was a sister in the congregation who had once been demon possessed.
然后大家都帮忙赶鬼。
And everyone helped in casting out the demon.
然后来好了，偶像除完就好了。
And she was.After they got rid of her idols, she was healed.
有一次我证完道之后，她跟我讲。
And then after that time, after I finished giving the sermon,
传道。
She came to me and said, "Pastor, Pastor."
你后面有三只蛇在跟着你哦。
There were three serpents following you.
一只很大很大。
One was very large.
两只比较小。
And two smaller ones.
我天哪，真的吗？吓死人了。
When I heard this, I was like, really? And I was very terrified.
转头在哪里？在哪里？
I tried to find them and step on them.
你们要帮我们祷告。
So you need to pray for us.
我们也帮大家祷告。
And we will pray for you.
真的，魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子啊！
Truly, Satan is like a roaring lion.
啊，也是在提醒我。
And God is reminding me.
啊，我们每个人呢，在神面前哦，都要小心。
And that we need to be very careful in the presence of God.
啊，我们每个人在神面前有不足的地方，每个人都要在神面前认罪。
And whatever we have shortcomings, we need to confess our sins to God.
啊，不然这个会连累教会，连累家庭哦。
Otherwise, this will corrupt the church and our family.
有一次啊，一个教会里面呢，平常好多人得圣灵，怎么那一次一个人都没有得圣灵呢？
Once in one of our churches, people would regularly receive the Holy Spirit, but one time no one received the Holy Spirit.
啊，大家都觉得很奇怪，因为好多人常常得到圣灵。
And everyone thought it was very strange because it was a common occurrence for people to receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，一个姐妹就做了一个梦啊。
So one of the sisters had a dream.
她说梦到一条河流，哇，本来河水啊流很流畅啊。
And she saw a river that was flowing very quickly.
后来看到一只死牛呢，死牛没有处理啊，就这个死在河流里面，把河水都挡住了，河水再也流不下来了。
But then there was a cow that died in the stream and it cut off the waters.
那只死牛很大很大的牛。
It was a very very big dead cow.
啊，所以有时候我们一个人犯罪，整个教会失去恩典呢。
So sometimes when we sin, we will cause the whole church to lose.
所以尼西米跟啊以斯拉他们祷告说：“神啊，我们犯罪了，不是他们犯罪了，是我们犯罪了。”
So when Nehemiah and Ezra prayed, they said, "Lord, we have sinned, not they have sinned."
啊，所以我们每个人呢、啊，在神面前呢、哦，我们要有一个谦卑悔改的心。
So when we come before God, we must always have a humble and repentant heart.
因为不然呢、哦，会走到雅各谷去啊。
Otherwise, we will walk into the valley of Echo.
我们会连累到，不是我们自己不好，连累到我们的家庭，连累到我们的教会。
Not only will there be trouble upon us, but also upon our families and the church.
好，我们看箴言十章第二节。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言十章第二节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 2.
箴言十章第二节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 2.
十章第二节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 2.
哎。
Verse 2.
等一下。下个 slide 我看看是哪一节。
Next slide, please.
Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 2.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 2, yeah. 传道书十章二节。那请读。
Verse 2.
传道书十章第二节。
A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left.
Where is your heart, right hand or left hand?
你心在哪里，右手还是左手？
So are you a fool or you're smart?
So are. 所以你是智慧的还是愚昧的？
这边说智慧的心机右啊，你的心在右边吗？
Here it says a fool's heart is at his left. How can your heart be at the left?
啊，是吗？
Oh, is it? Is that?
你再读一次。
Verse 2, a wise man's heart is at his right hand.
Oh, right 了，不是 left 了，我以为我写错了。智慧，那你们心是在右边吗？
So is your heart?On the right side,
我们好像都愚昧的哈、
right?
哦，是不是？ Oh. 我们的心都在左边。
So our hearts on the left side, so maybe we're all foolish.
啊，是这样解释的吗？
Is that how we interpret it?
Of course not, right?
当然不是。
Just tell you that 那个智慧人的心跟愚昧的心是 opposite direction.
The point is that the heart of a wise man, the heart of a fool, they go in different directions.
你看哦，他们在亚干的事情处理之后呢，他们在攻打爱神的方法跟。他们愚昧的时候，一点愚昧的时候呢，他们所做的是完全不一样的 direction。
We see that after the Israelites took care of the matter with Achan, that when they went back to fight against Ai, their method was totally different from the first time.
那第一件，他们就赶快等神指引他们喽。
First, they waited for God to give them.
不要再用自己的智慧了。
They do not use their own wisdom.
所以弟兄姐妹哦，你们做事，我们做事情哦，我们不要走在神面前。
So, brothers and sisters, when we are doing things, we should not walk before them.
真的，你要问神呢，在你所行的事上，你要认定他。
You need to ask God and acknowledge Him in all your ways.
你的学校。
In your school.
你的 major.
In your major.
你的婚姻。
In your marriage.
你人生大事。
And the great things in your life.
啊，你要求问神。
You have to ask God.
不要以为，哎呀 ，this is a small matter， 这么小事情，像爱一样，我自己来。
Don't think that it is a small matter and you can do it yourself.
我们要，所以呢，你看啊、哦，这件事情呢，啊，他们完全不一样 direction。
And so, we see that in these two matters, they took very different directions.
耶稣亚八章一节。
Joshua chapter 8 verse 1.
啊，神跟他出现讲话了。
So God appeared to Joshua and spoke to him.
啊，前面他没有等神讲话的啦。
Before they did not wait for God.
啊，这个太简单了，自己去就可以攻下来了。
He said it's too easy. If we fight by ourselves, we will win.
啊，八章一节。
Now, chapter 8 verse 1.
啊，请读。
Joshua chapter 8 verse 1. Now the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you and arise. Go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land."
啊，其实哦，真的，他们以前的心都消化了，怎么办呢、啊？现在旁边都是他们的人呢。啊，第一场失败，再回过来，我们不是完蛋了吗？
Before the hearts of the Israelites had melted, and they thought that if we go to fight against them again, won't we be defeated?
Because first failure will attract many more enemy to attack them, right? Is that right? 哦，他们是这样想的，所以他们的心都融化了。
They thought that because of their first failure, many enemies would come against them, so their hearts were melted.
所以你看，神出现第一句话就说什么
？So when God appeared to Joshua, what was the first thing he said?
不要害怕。
Said, "Do not be afraid."
不要惊慌。
Nor be dismayed.
真的，有时候我们哦，一开始觉得被神处罚的时候很害怕。
Truly, sometimes.Truly, when we are punished by God, we will often be very afraid.
不要被神处罚，有时候，这个被警察处罚都很害怕。
Don't even mention God punishing you. Even if the policeman catches you, you'll be afraid.
有一次，我第一次拿到 speeding 的罚单的时候。
The first time I got a speeding ticket.
Wow, it's a lot of money.
It was a lot of money.
我真的是下一次我开车的时候就都是55以内了，真的。
So the next time I drove, I always stayed well under the speed limit.
不过一个礼拜就忘记了就是了。
But after 1 week, I forgot about it.
但是我那个只是一个警察，那这个是他们是啊，真的是很害怕。所以神第一句话就说不要害怕。
And that was with just the policeman, but here it was God who punished, and so they were very afraid. But God told them.
那你再来，他们是全军出动哦。
And then God commanded them to take all the people of war.
啊，所以对小罪啊，你要全力以赴哦。
So even with a small sin, you must take up all your men of war.
八章三节。
Chapter 8, verse 3.
来，请读。
So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai. And Joshua chose 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night.
哦，大家都起来，一切兵丁都起来。
So all the men of war arose.
你看哦，这个神，你如果等神来给他们 strategy 哦。
If you wait for God, God will give you a strategy.
啊，神给他们方法打嘞。
He gave them a strategy to fight.
你看第二节怎么打？
Verse 2.
你要在城后面伏下啊，埋下伏兵啊。最后
said, lay an ambush for the city behind.
来，你们来谈，他们怎么打的？来 ，Somebody tell me how did they attack this city? Somebody tell me. 来 ，this is a very good strategy. Anyone read the story before? Please. Anyone, please raise your hand. You can say, sure.Pamela, Paulina, eventually how did they attack this city? What is strategy? Can you stand up and louder, everybody can hear you? Okay, so you can wake everybody up, please. Thank you. Louder. Yes. So they were just like the previous battle, go fight and pretend what? No. Pretend they what? Pretend they are defeated, right? So they start to run away. And what happened to the city and Ai? Huh? What happened to the city of Ai? The people in the city of Ai. What did they do? When they run away, what did they do? They chase after them, right? After everybody left the town.What happened? And Joshua show his piece of, what is it, piece of?
A sign.
No, a sign. Show his spear. He has a spear. He must have sunshine because it's a distance, right? So under the sunshine, it serves like a flashlight. That's my imagination, right? Must be like that, right? So show to the sun and then the flashlight, not the flashlight. Otherwise, how can people see the spear, right? It's too far, right? Must use that to show a light to make a signal, and then the ambush people went in and burned the whole city down. Is that right? 是不是这样？哦，所以呢，他们这神的方法就是在后面埋伏兵啊。然后他们一打的时候呢，假装败，然后城里面就出来追，追了之后呢，等到所有的人都弄出来之后呢，那伏兵就进去了，把城烧掉了。哦，他们就得到完全的顺利。哦，所以这个是神的指示。
So they fought the battle according to God's commands.
这个是从18节到23节。
This is from verse 18 to 29.
This is very creative way. 这是很有创意的方法。所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们哦，一点愚昧就是依靠自己的智慧。
So brothers and sisters, relying on ourselves is a little foolishness.
我们真的要凡事依靠神哦。
We need to rely on God in all things.
有的人哦，不想给神 credit 哦，就是哎呀，这种事情这么小事我自己来了。
Some people don't want to give God credit, and they keep saying, "I will do this myself."
哎，我想我跟大家讲过这个故事，我另外一个姐妹跟我讲的。
I think I might have shared the story with you. A sister told me this.
她说她丢掉她的 car key， 车子的钥匙掉了。
She said that she had lost her car key.
那小事情我自己就可以找了。
And it's a small thing. You should be able to find them by yourself.
这个神太忙了，我不用吵，我不用打扰神了。
She thought that God is very busy, so I don't want to bother him.
所以她一直找，一直找，一直找，一直找。
So she started looking for her keys.
她说为什么凡事都要给神 credit 呢？我自己要拿一点。
She thought, why do I have to give credit to God for everything? I want to take some for myself.
结果她真的找不到，就是找不到。
But she couldn't find it.
她最后只好跪下来祷告。
So at the end, she knelt down and prayed.
一祷告，那个她都没有想到，沙发的那个底键一摸就给她摸到钥匙。
And after she finished the prayer, surprisingly to her, when she reached under her sofa, she found the keys.
所以呢，我们真的要凡事依靠神，不要依靠自己的聪明。
So truly, in all matters, we need to rely on God, not on our own knowledge.
这里我有一节，我觉得我蛮喜欢的，我们来读一下这一节。
There is a verse that I like very much.
我们来看8章26节。
Joshua chapter 8 verse 26.
8章26节。
Joshua chapter 8 verse 26.
来，请你读。
26. For Joshua did not draw back his hand with which he stretched out the spear until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai.
真的呢，我们所有的罪恶，我们一定要把它们除掉，我们才收刀入鞘哦。
Truly, when we are fighting against our sin, we have to utterly destroy them before we can draw back our spear.
那他们就攻下了爱城了。
And in this way, they were able to defeat Ai.
那我再问大家一个问题啊。
So ask another question.
那个爱城的东西可以拿吗？
Were they allowed to take from the spoils of Ai?
可以，可不可以？
Were they allowed to?
Yes.
Yes.
在哪一节？
Which verse?
27节，对不对？
Verse 27.
来，请你读。
Only the livestock and the spoil of that city Israel took as booty for themselves, according to the word of the Lord which he had commanded Joshua.
我读到这里，我说很感慨呢，真的。
When I read this, I really sighed.
我想亚干如果没有死哦，读到这一节一定会气死的，真的。
If Achan hadn't died, when he gets to this point, he would have been very angry at himself.
哎呀，就是不能拿了，我去拿，以后的城市的很多都可以拿了，太多城市可以拿了。
He might have said that I took the things that I shouldn't have taken, but now all those things that we can take, I can't take anymore.
所以哦，有时候，哎，那个，这个后悔真的来不及了。
But it was too late to have any regret.
那我再问大家一个问题哈，这个我也想不太通的。
I'll ask another question, and I actually still can't.
Maybe you can give me an answer.
I still can't think of a good answer.
为什么爱城的为什么很多城市的东西可以拿，偏偏耶利哥的城市不可以拿
？Why is it that The Israelites were allowed to take the spoils from all the other cities, just not.
当然还有一个城市好像也把它烧了，就是大部分的城市可以拿，为什么这个城市不能拿
？So most of the other cities, they were allowed to take the spoils. Why couldn't they take those from Jericho?
Yes. Yes, and so what? Yeah, how come you have the same idea like mine? 我也是这样想，我不知道，我也是这样想而已啊。
So that I have the same idea.
那个神说哈，那个，哎，初熟的要归给神嘛。
Because God said that the first fruits belong to Him.
啊，第一个要归给神嘛。
The first must belong to God.
圣经里面没有讲的，这是你想的嘛，对不对？这是你想的，对不对？
The Bible didn't say this directly for Jericho, but that is our thinking.
But this is only for your reference. I don't have absolute idea. Yes. I have another answer. I'm expecting your answer. 其实神本身是很慈爱的。
So actually, God is very merciful.
我们只要做对的事情就好。
As long as we do what is right, then it.
那我刚刚说，我们罪一定要通通除掉，才能够收刀入鞘。
So earlier I said we have to utterly destroy our sin before we can take back our sin.
那实际上讲，我们哦，抵挡罪恶没有到流血的地步呢。
And the Bible tells us that we have actually not resisted sin to bloodshed.
我们来看希伯来书十二章第四节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯，我们哦，我们现在其实我们真的抵挡罪恶还没有到流血的地步。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 4.
来，十二章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 4.
请读。
You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin.
没有嘛，对不对？你们有谁说这个 shed your blood in order to resist sin？ 有没有人这样做
？Has anyone ever strived against sin to the point that they shed blood？
我没有啦。
We haven't.
也不必要。
And we don't need to.
我们只要依靠神就可以打败罪恶。
As long as we rely on God, we shall defeat.
什么叫做依靠神？攻打耶利哥已经有很清楚的 strategy 了啦。
What does it mean to rely on God? When they fought at Jericho, they already have a very clear.
你真的就跟随祭司走，你就是跟随圣经走，跟着圣灵走。
Just follow the priest, the Holy Spirit, and the Bible.
那是因为实际上讲是圣灵生命的律，一定要让你脱离罪跟死的律呀。
Because the words of the Bible are spirit and life, and they will deliver you from sin.
我们看一下，这个是很 powerful， 我们一定要记得哈，我们跟着耶柜，我们有圣灵带领。真的可以，你不用抵挡到流血的地步了。
We have to remember this to follow the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy Spirit, and we will not need to resist unto bloodshed.
你读罗马书第八章的第二节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8 verse 2.
罗马书八章二节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 2.
你天天跟随圣灵。Every day just follow the Holy Spirit. 八章二节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
你们有没有看过那个《Passionate of Christ》？哦，不是 ，Sorry， 达芬奇 Code。
Have any of you watched the Da Vinci
Code？ Or read the book Da Vinci Code？
我是读那本书。
Hey， a monk， how did he pummel himself？ He wear a belt on the leg， right？ The belt has a lot of spiky device, right? When he want to pump you, 他要警醒，他要离弃罪。He hit his what? He wear a something metal, sharp metal. When he want to alert his soul, he hit his that stuff to pinch his own leg and to shed the blood so he remind himself, oh, I cannot sing anymore. That's how you do it.我们听得懂吗？达文西密码里面那个不是和尚，那个 monk 叫什么？那个 monk 啊，那个 monk 叫什么？修士啊，他带了一个苦修带，苦修带是尖尖的那个铁片呢、啊。他想要犯罪的时候，他就打那个苦修带，那个铁片就刺进他的肉里面，血就流出来。他是用这样子来不犯罪的，但是我们是用这样子吗？不用。
We don't need to.
祷告就好。
We just need to pray.
跟随神就好。
Follow after God.
你在 NYTS 不会犯罪嘛，对不对
？When you're NYTS, you won't sin.
真的，你回家把这个生活带回去。
So you should bring this lifestyle back.
Remember, don't put your soul to your what? 收刀入鞘 before you kill all your sin. Yeah. 那个，你这个把罪恶除之前，不要收刀入鞘。
Draw back your spirit until all your enemies are defeated.
All your sins are overcome, right? So, 我们来到这边，我们要想一想，我可以做什么。
So, while we are here at MITS, we need to think about what we can do.
尤其那些小罪。
Especially if, for those small sins.
Otherwise, it's a little bit foolish, right? 要不然就是一点愚昧咯。 好，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
第几首？四百首。
400.
我们唱第一节、第三节。
We'll sing verses 1 and 3.
We sit down and sing.